Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter, a very beautiful, simple chapter. The chapter of preferability, desirability, of speaking good words and having a smiling face when meeting people. When meeting people, then to speak good words, to speak kind words, and also to have a smiling face. What a beautiful deen we've got. Something that is so cheap, so simple, but so effective. It makes such a big difference with the person we're meeting. When you meet the person with a smile, you meet them with a cheerful countenance, share some kind words, some sweet words. Sometimes we think to impress people we have to be very elaborate, we have to be very sophisticated, we have to spend a lot of money. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes simple things has such an effect on a person. There's one alim, he mentions that he goes to visit the sick people in the public hospitals, just to visit. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people are lying in the public hospitals. Nobody there to visit them, nobody to see them. Sometimes the only people that come to see them are the pastors and people from other religions. So he goes to visit the sick people, just to meet them, make salam to them. How are you feeling? So one of the things he does is he carries sweets with him in his pocket. So he says, he's surprised what the effect the sweets have. I just take some sweets and I give the patients, and they get so excited and they get so happy. This person came to speak to us, he brought some sweets for us, they get very excited. He said, so happy they get that sometimes even the nurses that are there, they come, they say, have you got sweets for us? So he gives the nurses also sweets, and they also get happy. So something that costs so little, so cheap, so simple, but yet it brings a smile on the face of so many people. And this is part of the teachings of our deen, part of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you meet someone, meet them with a smile, say kind words, say cheerful words. And what words we say also, when we say it, how we say it, all that is part of our deen. In other words, when you're meeting a sick person, just for example, you're meeting a sick person, now you don't give them all sad stories. You give them all happy stories, because they're already down. You need to raise their spirits. So you don't give them anything that's sad, anything that's problematic, because you make them feel happy. Like that when you're speaking to old people, give them happiness, keep them spirits. Don't now start selling them that don't worry, just now you're going to die, all your problems are over. You don't speak to a person like that. To give the person, Allah Ta'ala inshallah will give you good health. Allah will make you feel nice. Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. So you also making the person feel nice by speaking good words. So all this we mentioned is part of our. And Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqun nar walau bi shiqqi tamratin faman lam yajid fa bi kalimatin tayyibatin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that safeguard yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is by giving half a date in charity. So little. In other words, charity has such an effect that it becomes a barrier, a protection between you and Jahannam, between us and Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that sadaqah, charity, is so effective that even if it be half a date, who can't say they can't give half a date? But there is possibility that a person can't even give half a date. Therefore, the next part of the hadith says that, and whoever cannot manage even this, then by saying a good word, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif mentioned, that if you can't even give half a date, then at least say a good word, a kind word. In other words, a good word and kind word is also charity, is also giving. So you don't have to have money to give charity. You can just be very kind, courteous in the way a person speaks. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, والكلمة الطيبة صدقة متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said a good word is charity. This is a portion of a hadith which was quoted previously. Hadith that we quoted previously. This is one portion of that hadith. So in other words, the whole hadith is not quoted here. We're just quoting one portion to show us that the speaking good also is also charity. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق رواه مسلم رواه مسلم. هذا أبو ذر رضي الله عنه نديت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, do not regard any good deed to be insignificant even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face. So don't take any good deed. As we mentioned, sometimes in our mind it has to be wrapped up very nicely. It's a too cheap a gift to give. How can we give this? We need it to be an expensive gift. It must be from an expensive stock. It's got nothing to do with the Shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that do not regard any good deed to be insignificant. Even if it is a small, I give example of a sweet, person who's giving a sweet, even if it is a small thing, but a person doesn't regard it as insignificant. Both, person that's giving it don't regard it as insignificant, person that is receiving it also, he should not regard anything as insignificant in terms of giving. Like that, any good action, don't regard it as insignificant. If a person, for example, got a habit that he makes, for example, tasbih after salah, another thing, oh, it's such a small thing, and let me leave it out today, one day I want to read it, one day I want to do it, it's something small. Or a person has a habit of, for example, waking up for tahajjud salat. He doesn't need long, he needs short tahajjud salat. So he thinks that it's nothing much. Don't ever take any small deed as insignificant. Every small deed also in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is significant. It's one of our pious persons mentioned such a good thing. He said, there's nothing too small for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and there's nothing too big for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, doesn't matter how much you do, in the sight of Allah, it's not too big. It is something that Allah Ta'ala, is something that we actually need to do. It's something that we owe to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, even if it is something small, there's nothing too small for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Even that, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala appreciates that my banda is doing this good deed. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, appreciating every good deed and appreciating every act of kindness anybody shows, irrespective of the size. In one hadith it comes, that even if it has to be trotters. Trotters, if of an animal, is regarded as something that is cheap. It's not something that is the expensive part of the animal. It's not the loin piece, or it's not the A-grade chops or something. It is just the feet or the legs of the animal. But even that also, don't look down upon it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. You see the beauty of our deen. Simple, simple things, but yet it has such a good, important part of character. Meeting a person, talking kind words, smiling with the person. You find that people that have these things, and when they're gone also, people appreciate them. Hey, this man always makes salam to us. He's always greet us. He's always have a smile on his face. Simple thing. But why is the person being remembered? Not because of his bank balance, not because of his cars or his house or his investments. He's being remembered because of that beautiful akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.